to the Davis Center in 2008, all of the vinyl from the station had to be put into boxes and then moved here. I'm under the impression that the old station used to have more space for vinyl because a lot of vinyl got thrown into a storage unit. I mean, we've had issues with vinyl in boxes marked for sale, and then you lose those, and vinyl in boxes that were marked as something else, then you don't know there's vinyl in there. Just piles of it in boxes here, or I guess in the old storage unit, or just in a closet somewhere. It's really unfortunate that it's taken almost 20 years, but I feel like we're getting to a point where the vinyl library is becoming very usable. As you will see today, a lot of DJs are using it. Okay, so it is 7 o'clock. Good morning. It is 7 a.m. And I'm going to find a public service announcement to read for the halfway point of this special vinyl show. I wish there was, like, a vinyl-specific PSA. I don't think there is. I've never, ever seen one before. So maybe I should write one. I don't know. Let's see. What's a good one? Okay, these are all bad. Bear with me here. Okay. Are you feeling lost and uninspired? Are you stressed out and need a fun distraction? Try watching a movie. A good movie is almost guaranteed to boost your mood and make you feel like you can do anything. An uplifting, feel-good movie can get you out of a slump, or a comedy movie can cheer you up. Movies can both entertain and educate. They can be thought-provoking, or they can just be for fun. Either way, watching a movie is definitely better than scrolling on your phone for 2 hours. You'll learn more, feel inspired, and will ultimately feel more accomplished. When you need to change things up a bit, watch a movie. This message has been brought to you by your movie-loving, film-buff DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM, Burlington. You know what's really funny? I didn't realize until I started reading it that I wrote that PSA last year. That's crazy. Public service announcement from... Sorry, that was, I had to put it down. That was your public service announcement from WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. And I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to get started with, oh, yes, thank you. My mom just reminded me of something that I meant to say way earlier, but now's a good time also. My mom's not here with me in the booth. She's texting me. That would be crazy. anyways. It's Record Store Day, which is really awesome. It's cool that the beginning of Vinylthon coincides with Record Store Day. I looked that up. Apparently that's a coincidence. That feels like it's not a coincidence. That feels very intentional, but whatever. So you should go to a record store, preferably a local one today, and buy some records. I am certain there are people waiting in line right now somewhere in Burlington. I think one of, I'm not sure which record stores specifically are like officially partnered with Record Store Day, because you have to, I don't know, that's like a thing you have to do. I'm pretty sure Pure Pop is, I don't know. But you should also check out Speaking Volumes, which I heard has a new owner. I don't know. Check out Speaking Volumes and Burlington Record. And... what's the one in Winooski? August? I don't know. You should check out local record stores. Go to all of them if you want. They're pretty close together, and they're not that big. So, though I will say Speaking Volumes has a lot of, like, older vinyl, too. That's pretty cool. This is not an endorsement of any kind of businesses or anything like that. Just a suggestion that you should support a local record store on World Record Store Day. Yeah, anyways, plus, there's, like, a lot of cool vinyl that's, like, a Record Store Day exclusive thing. I don't know which places around here would have any of that, but there's some cool stuff coming out. Anyways, we should get on with the music, because I would like to play all of my music that I've been running around finding this morning. This is my little section that I'm calling my, like, kind of miscellaneous, like, not exactly fitting in section here, just of some artists that I think have some cool songs, and it doesn't really fit with the general vibe of the rest of the music I'm playing today, but it's still cool. And yeah, I don't know. So consider this kind of like a separate little section. We'll hear four songs. One of them is by the Grateful Dead, of course. We have a decent amount of Grateful Dead vinyl here. I don't really listen to the Grateful Dead, but I do know this song because it is probably one of their most popular songs. And then we'll hear from Grimes, who we actually do have one record from Grimes, which is awesome. It's not a promotional copy or anything. It was donated to us by someone in a really cool collection of electronic music. So that'll be cool. And then we'll hear from the Beastie Boys, and that is a promotional copy that was sent to us by the label in the 90s. It's a single. It's going to be really cool. And then we'll hear from Massive Attack. So a bit of a mishmash kind of set here, but I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. This is going to be so cool. Here are the Grateful Dead.
I'll get by. Well, now, don't you tell me to I will plot and scheme. Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like Ace of Beam. Keep on rapping, cause that's my dream. Change motif for sticking to me.
Mr. Spock. looking back to see if you were looking back at me to see me looking back at you. I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me to see me looking back at you.
But if your heart was mine, I sure as hell retaliate.
Alrighty, well, that was a fun little set, wasn't it? So we just heard Safe From Harm by Massive Attack. That is a great song, and I'm so glad that we have that. I thought we had the album, and I forgot that that was a 45. Yep. Anyways. Safe From Harm by Massive Attack. Wow, the Spinatron is picking up like really weird songs that I'm not playing, so I'm gonna have to delete that. We have Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. That was fun. I'm so glad we have that. That's also a single that we were sent. It has Brass Monkey on it also. I might play that later. I love that song. That's great. That was really fun. And right before that, we heard Genesis by Grimes, which I absolutely love. That is such a good song. And I'm also really glad that we have that on vinyl here at WRUV. And to start the set, we heard Touch of Grey by The Grateful Dead. That is probably my favorite song by The Grateful Dead. I don't really listen to them, so that's kind of like the only one I know. But you know, some people might think, oh, you can't say that if you're in Vermont. Like, you can't make fun of a jam band. The DJs that got their hands on this record when it was sent to us, they made fun of them. Oh my god, I can't even read what they wrote on this record. Because a lot of the DJs in like the 80s and 90s, when we were really getting sent a lot of vinyl, they would write reviews on the record, like on the jacket cover on the record. And usually they were pretty negative. I don't, no offense to any alumni who might be listening, but it just seemed like the DJs were very, how do I put this? Full of themselves? I mean, they would write the craziest things on like some really good albums, and they'd be like, oh, he's stupid, or this guy sucks, or he should die. It's like, geez, wow. I don't know, maybe I'm not like a crazy music critic. Maybe I just like to listen to music, but some crazy stuff. So I can't even read what they wrote on this Grateful Dead album, but it's to the tune of Shut Up and Die. Which is crazy work. But of course, that is just a part of how the radio worked and the vibe of WRUV back then. Anyways, that's not even the worst one I've seen. I also can't say that on air. Some crazy stuff. It is kind of funny, though. I will also say a lot of the records Well, we write WRUV on all of the records so that if it gets taken and sold in a record store, we'll know. Not that that does anything, because anytime I go to a record store in Burlington, half the records in the bin say WRUV on them, but whatever. People will write, like, don't steal, but sometimes they'll get creative. So on the Echo and the Bunnymen album that I played earlier, somebody wrote, if you steal this, Big Brother will happen. I don't know. That was funny. One of them that we found doing vinyl reorg once was, if you steal this, you will break your back. Something along those lines. We saw one that was like, if you steal this, the person who finds out should call you a bad name and then, like, hit you or something like that. Like, people would write crazy stuff on these. It's a part of history. It's really quite fun to see. And, yeah, let me kind of work the computer here a little bit. Anyways, okay. Good, I stalled for time. It is now 7:30, which means I need to do the news and the weather, which I'd completely forgotten about, but we're going to do the news and the weather right now. So the weather, it's pretty nice out. It's like a solid 50 degrees, partly cloudy. I don't see that. I look out the window and it's all sun. So that's awesome. Should be getting up to about, 68 degrees later today. That's awesome, but it will be windy. Not that we're not used to that, but wow. But it'll be sunny until like noon. Well, it might be sunny all day. I don't know. The weather app just shows the most predominant weather, which will be wind after 12. Looks like pure rain tomorrow. 100% chance of rain. That's unfortunate for basically the whole day. Wow, that is really unfortunate. Okay, well, shaping up to be a nice day today. For the news, I really don't have any news planned to read. I'm trying to think of the news. Let's stall again. Well, I guess, you know what, the news is that today is record store day, and I know that I talked about it already, but I feel like it is newsworthy, and also that it is Vinylthon, which is a technically national, event, but especially, or should I say international, but it is 100% national also. I think the number is over 200 college radios are participating in Vinylthon, which is awesome. We're all very excited to be spinning vinyl all day and to be doing this with basically every other college radio station in the country. Yeah. Alrighty. I am going to stop talking because I have a lot of vinyl that I want to spin. And okay, also, I might as well talk about this. I'm really upset because I wanted to play this album from the Jesus and Mary Chain. And I know we have it because I've seen it before and I've taken a picture with it. And it's gone. I don't know. Just putting that out there. If you took that album, hey, I'm on to you. Somebody should have wrote, if you steal this, you're going to break your back on it. Because that's what's going to happen if I find you. I really wanted to play that today. Not cool. Man, I was going to play Just Like Honey. And then I was going to talk about how that was on the, Lost in Translation soundtrack. Anyways. And then I was going to connect it back to our soundtrack section, which we have a lot of. And I played the Star Wars theme song from our Empire Strikes Back soundtrack. Yeah, we have a lot of great soundtracks. Anyways, I'm upset about that, but it happens. So we're going to hear from kind of a sort of more niche band, or at least more niche and underground, should I say, than a lot of what I've been playing today. I mean, we've been hearing from the Beatles and Prince, so yeah, we're going to hear from the Blue Nile right now. And I'm really excited for this. because I like this song. I didn't know about the Blue Nile until like this year because of the vinyl library, and I think it's very cool. And I found out that the Blue Nile was very was sort of an inspiration for the 1975. You can kind of hear it on this song, but you could hear it more on the song that I'm going to play later tonight. But it has that very like sort of synthy but also still rock. I don't know how to explain it, but you'll hear it. So we'll hear from the Blue Nile. Then we will likely hear from Tears for Fears, Men Without Hats, and Talking Heads, and then maybe Nana. I don't really know how the timing is going to work out, so that is subject to change, but we'll hear a lot of great music, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Krieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr. Und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
Alrighty, well, I hope you enjoyed that. I really did. That was a lot of fun. We just heard 99 Luftballons by Nena. I still don't think I pronounced that correctly, and I'm literally minoring in German. But yeah, love that song. Great album. I usually play from that record a lot, but I can never play the number one, 99 Luftballons. It is too popular. Even the German version was on the US Billboard Hot 100 charts. So I can't play that, but now I can. Thank you, Vinylthon. Isn't that awesome? Let's see. Okay, we just heard that, which is so fun. And I can play more from that if I have to. It looks like I might, because the next DJ isn't here yet. And that is another joy of spinning only vinyl back in the olden days. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I hope you know I'm joking. But if the next DJ wasn't here, you really couldn't leave, could you? Because who would spin music? Now, I mean, you just turn on the automation. We have a computer going that plays from a playlist of music for us. And you just turn that on. It's a button on the